The plan, Walkway as a Gateway to Success, aims to leverage the power of the walkway to generate economic opportunity and create jobs on both sides of the river. Poughkeepsie Mayor John Tysick.
We've been partnering with Walkway Over the Hudson, Scenic Hudson, the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Town of Lloyd, and of course right here, us in the city of Poughkeepsie, to talk about the walkway as a gateway to success, and not only talk about the impacts that it brings here locally, but how can we regionalize those impacts and reach out to other urban area and urban centers across the region and across the state.
The branding strategy: attract visitors to the walkway by using cutting-edge branding techniques and guerrilla marketing. Officials made their case before a small but supportive crowd at City Hall. Vox Incorporated is behind the campaign. Vox's Director of Strategic Planning, Jonathan Nettlefield.
For people who are coming, they need to have figured out what kind of a place it is. And the brand identity that we create will help to define that. What we've been working to is to try and find those elements which will create the best package for the Greater Walkway Region. Once we've got that, then we have to figure out what to do with it. So we came up with a number of ideas, such as a website, signage, other things like that, that enable visitors to, once they're on the walkway, to find places to go other than just on the walkway.
Nettlefield says nationally known photographer Bob Christ will take still pictures, while SkyCam USA will handle aerial video shots for the new public relations campaign. He envisions billboard advertising in New York City. Another major component involves creating and directing uniform signage that visitors can easily follow. Ulster and Dutchess County tourism will be involved. Marketing targets include New York Metro riders, hikers, and bikers, as well as history buffs, plus local pride-oriented individuals and civic groups. The branding strategy will employ tools ranging from low-tech postal mail to high-tech apps and QR codes for smartphones.
We'll have, more and more common these days, is electronic wayfinding. So whether you have a smartphone or a tablet or something like that, that you can use those to navigate your way around the region.
Steve Rosenberg is Senior Vice President of Scenic Hudson, which has been helping communities up and down the river revitalize their waterfronts.
And with the entry of the Walkway Over the Hudson onto the stage, a couple of years ago, which Scenic Hudson was an initial investor and supporter in, and the great success that it was seeing, we wanted to make sure that in working with Walkway, the Chambers of Commerce, and local officials, that we could leverage that success so that the neighborhoods and communities on both sides would really reap the full benefit.
Public meetings have been held in many communities over the last several months. Walkway as a Gateway to Success officials say they expect to rezone, rebuild, and redevelop over time as they work to iron out policy issues and zoning amendments with local officials. A budget is yet to be established. Officials say plans are subject to modification, and they expect to hold more public meetings in East and West Side communities. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.